All this season, we at Daleville Christian Church have been concerned that people might miss Christmas this year. Missing Christmas is a concern that is known all over the country. Locally, the Secret Family program that served 325 families this year was founded on the idea that volunteers were working to make sure there won't be another child who has to go without a Christmas. And by that sentiment, we mean that families, especially children, would have gifts to open or would have a Christmas tree. And that's exactly what Secret Families provides. Gifts, a Christmas tree, and a Bible. Because the whole idea from the founders of Secret Families was a Bible-based idea to give to a person in need. Here at Daleville Christian Church, we have for several years participated in the nationally popular Operation Christmas Child, part of a nationwide effort to send Christmas packages around the world to children for whom a simple toothbrush is a very blessed gift indeed. You know that we tend to feel sad and have compassion for children whom we feel will miss Christmas. And we mean they may not receive any gifts. And I appreciate that sentiment. I share the feeling. It's what makes Operation Christmas Child so successful, and it's the same sentiment that makes Operation Christmas Child a wonderful ministry. Christmas presents in the name of Jesus Christ, who himself is the greatest gift. So as a pastor, I'm hoping we can broaden our concern for adults. We don't want adults to miss Christmas. And by that we mean we don't want them to miss the gift of the Savior. We were all of us promised a Savior, promised by the Lord God. The Savior came from the Lord God as Jesus, whose birth at Christmas we celebrate. Realizing, of course, that we celebrate his birth, don't really claim that he was born on December 25th. You may have your own discussion about that. Well, let's begin at the beginning, or at least near the beginning, of God's desire to bless us, because that's what Christmas certainly is, a blessing from God. But that's one of the first things many people do not know or completely misunderstand about God. Our God, the creator of the universe, wants to bless us. God wants to do things for us. As I have become fond of saying, God doesn't want something from you. Our God wants something for you. And that's been true since the beginning. As we read in the Bible, the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, in the 12th chapter of the first book of the Bible, we read how God spoke with Abraham. And we start in the first verse. The Lord said to Abraham, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham went as the Lord had told him. And that's why Abraham is lifted up as a man of faith. Abraham just believed what God said. Abraham believed that God wanted to bless Abraham. And did you notice God's statements to Abraham say that God intends to bless all of us? You know, a blessing is more than a good word, although an encouraging word is a wonderful and powerful thing. A blessing is technically a word, and we don't think much of words in our culture and in our society. We have a saying, words are cheap. But friends, God's words are not cheap. God's words are priceless. God's blessing invokes the very bestowal of good. When God speaks, things happen, right? Everyone knows that Bible verse. God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. If our God says that good is coming to you, God is making the good come to you. God's going to put the good on you. Too many people believe that God wants to put the hurt on them. I'm not sure why people believe that about God so readily and easily, but they do. But God wants to put the good on you. Another reading from God's Word, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This morning, in the Sunday morning message, we talked about Joseph. And there's a film clip that I have shown you how easy it would have been for Joseph to miss the blessing. We can even say that Joseph almost missed Christmas. But finally, Joseph decided to believe that God wanted to bless Joseph. Sure, the blessing did not on the surface appear as a blessing, since his betrothed was pregnant by someone else. So it didn't appear on the surface as a blessing, although the child was God's. But that's where trust and faith comes in, isn't it? The gift of Jesus really is a gift for you. The gift of Jesus means a better life, a new life. It means living with gratitude. It means living forgiven, and it means living forgiving. Now, Joseph didn't have to figure that all out in one moment. Joseph just had to trust God's word. The angel, the messenger. Angel means, the word angel simply means a messenger. But granted, an angel is a messenger from the heavenly throne room of God himself, so we tend to imagine angels bathed in light. We picture them with wings because they travel in the realm of the spirit, which is a real place. The messengers of God move from God's side to our side to tell us God's decisions, God's will. And the word of God is unfolding in Jesus' birth to Mary with Joseph at her side. Our next reading is from Luke's Gospel, the second chapter, the first 21 verses. Traditional reading for Christmas Eve. "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. We have another good example of people who, like Joseph, received an angel's message from God. And that was the shepherds. You know, we can't really say why the Lord God sent the messengers to shepherds, but it is clear and obvious that God did not send his angels, God's messengers, to the Sanhedrin, the spiritual rulers of Jesus' people. God did not send his angels to Herod's palace in Jerusalem. They got their news secondhand from the Magi who were traveling, asking, "Where's the one born King of the Jews?" God did not send his messengers to everyone in Bethlehem, or apparently even to the local rabbi. There is a tradition that shepherds in Jesus' day were not the most upright people, and I would guess that the reason that tradition stood is because the shepherds could not easily keep all the purity and food laws and clothing laws that the Pharisees thought everyone should follow. And the shepherds could hardly get to synagogue every week. Were they not working on the Sabbath if they were pasturing or driving the flock? But God specifically sends God's messengers, maybe thousands of them, a whole host of messengers are revealed to the shepherds. Naturally, they are frightened, as we all would be if the heavens opened up in the middle of the night to reveal thousands of heavenly beings bathed in light, all in chorus. And you remember the angel's words, "Born to you." The traditional reading states, "Unto you is born this day." But other versions also make the point clearly. Here are a few other phrasings of the same verse. A Savior was born for you. There was born for you a deliverer. Today, your Savior was born in David's town. Today, your Savior, Messiah, the Lord, was born. Today, your Savior was born in the town of David. Are the messenger's words getting through to you? Because the message is for you. The messenger even said, "I bring you good news of a great joy, which will be for all." Friends, all means all. And that would have to include you. You and me. Praise the Lord. But why the shepherds? Maybe because we are told of the shepherd's response. Again, the traditional reading is this, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem," the shepherd said to one another, "and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." And the traditional reading sounds so formal, we miss the excitement. How about, "Let's go," or, "Come on, guys, last one there is a hog farmer." You know, because pigs are unclean for Jewish people. Get it? Let's go right now to Bethlehem. Let's go straight to Bethlehem. And what might some of us add to that? Go straight to Bethlehem. Do not pass go. Don't even collect your pay. Right? But that's only part of the shepherd's answer. Later, Luke tells us, again, the traditional reading, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And there isn't much variety in the many versions of the Bible for that verse. One of the versions says this: they were praising God and saying wonderful things about God. But the point is this: those shepherds received the gift. They accepted. The shepherds were glad for the gift. The shepherds received the blessing that God was bestowing. The shepherds decided that this was all good news for them. The shepherds celebrated Christmas. They opened their gift from the Lord God. Those shepherds did not miss Christmas. The shepherds celebrated. The shepherds celebrated Christmas. Friends, celebrate your gift from the Lord God. Receive the blessing the Lord wants you to have. Merry Christmas. Amen.